Whatever distraction may arise, whatever thoughts go through your mind, without trying to solve anything, to work on anything, we give ourselves the freedom to simply come to our object by letting go. There is nothing to solve, nothing to do, because things will solve themselves, really, if we manage to dwell in the observation of our object, which are the sensations of the breath at the entrance of the nostrils. Whenever there are problems arising for you, things not working out, or hardships in the body or mind, you can simply begin by recognizing that other people in this room have the same problem, maybe even worse than you have. And without focusing on your own problem, you can try to be a substitution for others' problems. Taking this on you with a compassionate mind, not drowning in self-pity, but bringing your attention for the benefit to others. This compassionate attitude has a profound effect on our own concentration. Because it's simply in accordance with reality. The selfish mind is an obstructive mind. maintaining a relaxed body, an equanimous, relaxed state of mind, with all your focus, being highly aware. So in this second half, we want to practice a very special technique. So we want to do the practice of Tonglen. It's a technique very often used in Tibetan Buddhism. Tonglen. It literally means taking and giving. A practice where we visualize taking away others' suffering and giving them our happiness. Thus, it is a very effective method to transform the mind, crushing the self-cherishing attitude and developing a mind that truly wants to cherish others. So we shift our awareness from the passive mode of observing the breath in a more active mode, using our ability to visualize, being creative with our imagination, using this ability of the mind for this meditation. So I invite you to visualize a person in the space in front of you that is very close to you. A person you know very well, you hold very dear, and for whom you find it fairly easy to develop great loving compassion. Visualize this person vividly, sitting in the space in front of you. Imagine their physical appearance right in front of you. And as you have established this vividly, and as you know this person very well, imagine everything that bothers this person, all their mental and emotional suffering, their fears and anxieties, maybe sickness, whatever hinders this person from being happy. Imagine this as in the form of black smoke inside their body. You can visualize it as a black ball of smoke at their heart, from where the smoke of their mental suffering or sickness spreads throughout their body. As you visualize this, generate a strong wish for them to be totally free from this suffering and the causes of this suffering, as well as arouse the wish that you want to take away the suffering from them completely. And you can imagine that this wish, motivated by compassion and love for this person, generates a bright orb of light at the center of your chest, filling your entire body with positivity and powerful, clear light. And then wishing to take their suffering away completely, we're going to practice this technique of Tonglen. And we do so by using three long in-breaths. And imagine that with the first long in-breath, you totally pull out this ball of negativity and suffering from this person's body, leaving in the form of black smoke, collecting above this person's head. So do this right now. The person being totally freed from this ball of smoke. Take this deep breath, completely freeing this person from that. And then with a second in-breath, pull this black ball of smoke from above this person's head towards yourself until it is in front of your face, where it abides for a few moments. Take this breath. And then with the third long in-breath, imagine all this black smoke entering your body through your crown, going down to the bright orb of light at your heart, and totally dissolving in this orb of light, leaving no trace, completely eliminating every form of this negativity in the light at the center of your chest. Taking this breath. And as you visualize this smoke totally dissolving into light, leaving no trace behind, you can let your imagination play. Visualizing this person in front of you being totally free, being joyful and grateful that you freed him or her from this burden. Then, after having dissolved every negativity, send this person the light of your loving kindness that overflows at your heart. With every out-breath, imagine this light filling up the person from the tip of their toes up to the top of their head. And let this light symbolize all that which this person truly desires. Let it symbolize whatever this person truly wishes for, what this person truly needs. With every out-breath, sending out this light, filling the person completely. And you can arouse the thought, now that you are finally free from all that makes you suffer, may you truly flourish and have all the happiness that you wish for. With every out-breath, let it be so. Imagining them receiving whatever fulfills them here and now. With a sense of joy, you can release appearances. And just abide with this bright feeling of loving kindness, having done this practice. Letting your awareness come to rest in its own place. Coming to rest in this feeling of compassion. And then if you wish, you can dedicate by using two of traditional Tibetan Buddhist dedication prayers, were very often used, thinking that due to these merits, may I quickly attain the state of a fully enlightened being, in order to lead all other mother sentient beings into that same enlightened state. And may the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not yet arisen arise and grow. And may that which already has arisen not diminish, but increase forevermore.